Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
So you've decided on the realtor you want to hire. Now you got to decide on how to get top dollar. And your realtor's hopefully going to coach you like a quarterback, or the coach in your football team is going to coach you on how to win the game, right? So the competitive market analysis, it's very important that it consider a multitude of criteria, including historical, square footage, comparable, and trend. You want to be able to consider the value of your property from four different quadrants as a seller. And you don't want to price yourself into a corner. Before you set your price, make sure you give yourself room to negotiate. And that doesn't mean you overprice the property if you clearly are going to cross an invisible barrier where buyers won't look at the property. Okay? You want to consider how to price correctly and to also take advantage of how many times have you heard of people listing their homes for $499,000 or, you know, $999,000 instead of $1 million or $500,000 respectively? It doesn't make sense. Think of how buyers look in the internet. They shop between 4 and 5 and 5 and 6. Why not put it right at 500 and get both groups to consider your home? You're going to inevitably get more people through the property in a shorter period of time. You want to price on that fulcrum, as I say. The curb appeal does matter. Even if you're selling your home as is, on the inside, you want people to want to come in. You don't want it to look like the Bates Motel, right? You want it to have desirable perception. Now, granted, if it's just for the land value, then that's a little bit different, because then the buyer is probably going to be a builder. Recently, we put a property on the market in Arlington on Tazewell Street. And this property we sold directly to a builder. We were able to get an excellent value for our sellers, actually above what the market could bear for that property, because we went to builders who saw a potential on the resale once the house was torn down. Our seller ended up not having to do any kind of fix-ups. They didn't have to do any kind of preparation in the sale. The buyers paid for all the closing costs. It was a very clean, a very straightforward purchase, and our sellers did great. Did the same thing for a property on Liebrook Court here in Bethesda, Maryland, and we're settling on that actually next week. So sellers were thrilled. Didn't have to worry about all the fix-ups. You want to make your house shine. You want to put a dollar in where you can get $2 back, otherwise not spend any money at all. As I've said, there are really three things you can do to get the most money. One is to declutter the inside, because it creates the perception of more than enough space. You want to improve the paint and the floors. Now, sometimes you have a lot of hardwood floors, a lot of antiques. The floors have not been done for a long time. I tell you now, don't worry about refinishing all those hardwood floors. We're not going to move furniture everywhere. We just want to create flow. In that decluttering process, our stager will help you walk through. We pay for the stager as a part of our service to walk through and tell you room by room what kinds of things to do, what colors to paint your house, etc. Taking a deep breath in your home, different places in your house may smell differently. I remember I've walked in many houses where I walk into a closet and it smells deeply of mothballs. Not a very attractive smell. So you may want to consider whether you've been using mothballs in your closet. Maybe you want to pull those out. Freshen up the smell. Keep your emotions in check. People make offers. Recently, I had a home for sale in Falls Church, Virginia, and we were listed at $825,000. We had a buyer come in for quite a bit less than that on the offer. Negotiated the price, ended up getting very close to $800,000 on the sell price, and the seller was very happy with that because that's what they wanted. But initially, that wasn't the case. The offer came in low and could potentially be offensive to somebody. So you also want to disclose any issues you might have up front, right? If you know that you've got lead paint, if you know you've tested for lead paint, you know where it is, you have to disclose that. You have to disclose termite damage, water penetration issues, radon, or other such matters. You have to disclose those issues unless you have actually resolved them. Recently, we had a property up for sale that had had a fire, and the entire floor was rebuilt. All the work was done. The house no longer had evidence of fire anywhere. On the inside, you know that law actually does not demand that you disclose that you've had a fire as long as you've taken care of all of the issues. If you have removed the asbestos wrapping, you don't have to disclose that you used to have asbestos wrapping on your pipes. You want to make sure your contract is solid when you get the offer in. Demand a letter from the lender that qualifies the buyer based on the credit score and basic information that they've provided, plus a financial information sheet where they report that they're not subject to any alimony, palimony, any issues that might not be on the surface. Or if they do show that they also reference that they're not under any kind of judgment or lawsuit or lien from the federal government. And they sign that in cooperation with the lender letter gives you the ability to be comfortable to move forward in an engagement. In my 2,700 plus sales, I've only had a deposit forfeit one time. And I'll tell you, that one time was a $25,000 deposit that my seller got 100% of because the buyer had committed fraud. And it was only because of the detail in how we handled the contract that we were able to secure that deposit from the buyer. So those are good 12 tips for getting top dollar. You know how much I hate open houses. Okay, I do open houses because they actually generate a lot of traffic on the listings. You get a lot of people through on a Sunday afternoon. I had one in early December, had over 55 groups through. I like to do open houses because they're good for me. But as I tell my sellers, they're not as powerful for a seller. 1% of your homes will sell from the actual open house. And so if there's some concern or risk of something being taken, as things do get taken from open houses from time to time, then why invest in something that's going to produce a sale 1% of the time rather than invest in things that produce sales 10 to 20% of the time? Have you ever wanted to avoid the hassle of putting your house on the market completely and yet provide an opportunity to buyers to know about your upcoming sale? So I've developed what I call a quiet listing, and this is my phrase for describing this that I coined a few years back. It's just a useful middle ground between being on and off the market. So in a quiet listing, your home is available by appointment to potential buyers, but it avoids the inconvenience of showings and open houses, and it also enables you to complete the work that your home needs while still welcoming offers. Meaning, let's say you and I got together, and I take a walk through your home, and we decide that we want to work together, but you've still got about 6 weeks ahead of you to prepare your house for sale, or perhaps you're moving to a retirement community, and that's not going to be ready for you for another maybe even 8 months, but you'd love to get the process started of coaching and getting ready to go on the market when the time comes. I'm happy to meet with you now. We formalize relationships well in advance of actually putting the houses up for sale. And the benefit is during the period of time from formalizing the relationship until you actually get on the open market, we can quietly market the property to prospective purchasers who are willing to give you the settlement date or the move-out date or the price that you demand. You know, we sold a home in Bethesda recently this way. We sold one in Chevy Chase. We've sold several in the last year, and it's a great tool for us to generate walkthroughs and potential sales quietly. Now, let me explain. The advantages are there's no sign, no photos, no lockbox, no open houses. We reduce our commission. There's not in the MLS. You have less of a hassle. It's private, and you have less prep to sell. You might be in the process of getting ready to go on the market, but you're generally not started or you're generally not all the way finished. And so we manage the buyer's expectations when we show. Now, how do we get the word out? It's by word of mouth and through a network of real estate agents who do the majority of the business. It's very private, discreet discussion of your property. So, you know, there are a lot of real estate agents who have different strategies, but we found that the quiet listing allows you to move at your own pace, customize your marketing plan over time. And maybe you still need to finish some changes, but you want to start testing the marketing waters. Mm-hmm. Perhaps your house is ready to go on the market, but you're dealing with personal issues that are keeping you from being ready to move. And just regardless of your circumstances, I'm ready to talk with you about a quiet listing to see if it will serve you in your upcoming sale. So this information that I'm covering today is in the Market Ready Guide, free guide. I want to give you another opportunity now to call and request a copy. Just our toll-free number is 1-800-900-9104. Remember that, 800-900-9104. I'm with Long & Foster Realtors. We have 175 offices right in this area. Plus, I personally have offices in Rockville, McLean, and Washington, D.C. And I've got a tremendous team of very seasoned and professional agents who are local in Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. And together, we form the Eric Stewart Group. We provide the best quality of marketing and expertise in sales, whether you're selling a one-bedroom condominium or you're selling a $12 million property. Call us and we'll meet with you. Again, that's ericstewartgroup.com, 1-800-900-9104. Okay, what do you do when you get a letter in the mail from a builder offering to buy your house? I'll tell you right after this.